Today we will do the meditation about the 32 parts of the body. So we observe the foul nature of the body. So here we look at that this body is full of impurities that starting from the scalp over here to the feet downward, and from the feet upward to the scalp, and covered by the skin. And you can see that this this body has got head hairs, body hairs, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, pleura, spleen, and mesentery, and bowels, stomach, excrement, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, tallow, saliva, snot, synovial fluid or oil of the joints, and urine. So all those 32 parts are here, and with the brain it becomes the 32 parts. And Buddha asks us to observe. Observe these 32 parts as if a person with a good-eyed person is looking at a sack full of grains, beans and rice, all those ingredients inside it, and see, he separate them, and this is the rice, and this is hill rice, and this is the beans and so on, mung beans and so on. Likewise, that you would separate that this hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, all those parts, and you observe in that way, and you can see if sack contain that these parts, body parts, then how disgusting they are, you know, that the excrement, urine and all those things mixed. And actually inside our body it is like that one. Whatever the parts that touches excrement, it touches excrement. And if we do this meditation properly, then one wouldn't want to have this the sexual intercourses and so on. So it's it is that one would pull back out of those things. And and that is the focus, that's the meditation that one would establish about these 32 parts, and this is of this same nature, and then having applied to your body, and you apply to anybody else's body. First it's important to apply to your body, and then you see actually the nature, and then you apply to the anybody else's nature, body. Having established mindfulness that way, this is the mindfulness regarding body, then one would contemplate the arising phenomena and the passing away phenomena of this the body. So this body is that, you can see it's a form. In short, we can say it's the form, material thing. And the arising phenomena of this thing would explain in the concentration meditation, is called Samadhi Bhavana Sutta. Buddha said that how this body come to arise, that is, this one see delight in form, welcomes it, remain whole into it. By doing that one, delight in form arises. It's something like that, you want to watch TV, you go and switch on the TV and change the channel until you see the TV, the good picture. And then you sit down and you watch that one, and then you welcome those pictures. And you tell others as well, come and join and see this thing, right? And then you remain holding that the same time next week that you go and do that thing. So that is seek delight in form, welcomes it, remain holding to it. By doing it, delight in form arises. As delight in form as condition, there is this clinging come to arise. As clinging as condition, the existence of the very same craving, whatever the craving. So that TV was just one example. There are thousands and thousands of examples that you would use in your day-to-day life to do this. So the existence Since you accumulated these things, by the time of death, you want to make use of it. That so, therefore, you will be born. So there comes birth as the condition of existence. So with the birth, you can see that this form come to arise, starting from that tiny little thing in the mother's womb and growing with the nutriment, that it become bigger and bigger. So this form come to arise. So this is the arising phenomenon. And then Buddha asks us to observe the passing away phenomena of these things. So one does not seek delight in form, does not welcome it, does not remain hold into it. So the delight in form ceases. There is no delight because you are not going to switch on the TV, you are not going to watch anything. So therefore it ceases with that TV example, likewise for anything else. Since there is no delight, there is no craving or clinging. Since there is no clinging, there is no existence of craving. That is, there is no bhava or the existence. Since there is no existence, there is no birth. So with the cessation of birth, you can see this whole form and the whole mass of suffering come to cease. So this is the passing away phenomena. And then, for similarly, one can contemplate about the feeling, perception and other parts. The today meditation is about the body, so that we are contemplating about the arising and the passing away of this body. And so you establish mindfulness first to the body and then observe the arising and passing away phenomena. Buddha asks us, or else you would be mindful and that you would not cling to anything in the world. So that's the meditation. So we will do this meditation for 25 minutes.